twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
To another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I want to go to Huntsville, Alabama. If you'll travel over there with me, we will find our way to the Early Works Children's Museum And we'll talk to the director, Bart Williams, there at the Children's Museum. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Bart Williams.
Hey, Mark, how are you, man? It's good to hear from you.
I am doing great, you travel marketing professional, you. That was a great time in Dahlonega, Georgia, wasn't it?
It was. You know, we learned a lot of good stuff there. I'm not sure we learned how to deal with a pandemic, but, you know, we're all learning now.
That was one subject that wasn't put on a brochure, was it?
No, it really wasn't.
The fact is, we're all facing the same COVID-19 pandemic. Whatever that means to a person or a family, we're all struggling in this, and we're not used to that. We're used to going where we want to, doing what we want to, when we want to. That has changed over the past few months.
It certainly has, and here at the Early Works Children's Museum, it's no different. You know, we recognize everyone's struggling in their own way, and, you know, here particularly, though, it's been rough, and it looks like it's going to be rougher as we go through the next several months. You know, not knowing when this is going to end is really difficult to make business decisions, and even a little bit, you know, we're a little, you know, hesitant to invite people in and do things. You know, we're open right now, and we're seeing people come back ever so slowly, but they're coming back, and we've got all our safety protocols in place, and we're sanitizing daily, and you know, we've got limited capacities and everything like that, but it's been really tough. You know, we closed down in mid-March, and we were closed through mid-July, so 4 months of probably the busiest time for us. You know, we're a big education facility, and we see a lot of field trips during a regular day, during a regular year. And those field trips normally are really big, and you got a lot of school kids from all over North Alabama that come over here, and that's normally in the spring while we were closed. And so all those field trip kids did not get to come. They all canceled out, and so in turn, you know, and rightfully so, you know, we understand that, but, you know, in turn, Early Works did not receive any of that revenue that keeps the doors open, so to speak. And at the same time, we also, you know, we don't just make our operating monies field trips. That's not enough. We go out and do big fundraisers. You know, we put on a big Whistle Stop Barbecue festival every May, and we do the big Santa's Village program in December. Well, you know, this past May, guess what happened? Whistle Stop got canceled, and that's, you know, that's a lot of fundraising for us that just went out the door, and we've not been able to get it back. And, you know, who knows what December's going to look like for Santa's Village? This is a North Alabama tradition, and we're not sure how you do Santa's Village in these times. So we're still working at a few things, but all in all, you know, there's been a lot of money lost, or we've been unable to make for ourselves, and you know, we're struggling right now. We opened back up in July, but we're seeing probably 30-40% of what we normally would see through the summer. You know, summer big time for travelers and families to come out and enjoy themselves together, and we just haven't seen that.
Bart, this brings tears to my eyes as you're talking, because I think about what a wonderful industry the tourism industry is, and I think about some of the people that are in the tourism industry, how excited they are about the business that they're in. And you've seen that yourself. It's just a wonderful group of people. And as I've said, they're struggling right now because of COVID-19. And it takes some of that joy away, because none of us were planning for COVID-19, thinking that something like this could happen. And it has. And people are having to revamp, and it's a very tough job in tourism right now. And I think about the jobs that have been lost across the country and even the world because of this through tourism. Man, it just breaks my heart. But we have to look when those doors are opening back up, when the Early Works is open, if families will go back and support it. And I was glad to see, probably as you were, that when Space and Rocket Center made the call to Save Space Camp, millions of dollars poured in quickly.
You know, the Space Center did a fantastic job, and they've got an international, you know, global kind of following with Space Camp. And, you know, Early Works is much more of a regional type of organization. You know, we're not seeing people come over from China and all that kind of stuff, but we're regional, Southern Tennessee, North Alabama, you know, maybe down to Blount County or so. But, you know, it is a struggle, you know, and we're asking for donations right now. We're just asking for people to come out and enjoy the museum if they can't afford to donate, you know. But you know, we've got a long road ahead of us with the months coming, not knowing if, you know, when restrictions are going to lighten up, when people are going to get back out, school's going to go back the right way or the traditional way and be able to come on field trips, you know. I mean, it's all a guess, you know. And what you were saying about the tourism folks out there, you're right. We used to sit around with, we go to a convention or a meeting with all our tourism folks, and we used to just talk about how we had the most fun job ever. We were always, everyone's happy, everyone's encouraging. We're just in hospitality. We like to say welcome, and we want to greet people at our doors or at our state line, at the city limits, and say welcome to our place. And you know, it has taken the joy out of it, like you said, that there's not as many people to greet, and we never thought we'd be in this type of situation. We just want people to come back. Doesn't matter what kind of tourism you're in, you know, we want them to come back and visit. We want them to come back and, you know, eat at our restaurants, stay in our hotels, go to our attractions, you know, and just enjoy. And it will all come back, you know. We're all kind of glass half full people. We're very positive. It'll come back, but it's just a struggle right now. None of us really train for.
Bart, if you'll stick with me, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about how people can be a part of Early Works Children's Museum and even make donations to help with the work moving forward. Will you stick with me?
I sure will. Be glad to.
Great. We're talking to my friend Bart Williams in Huntsville, Alabama, with the Early Works Children's Museum, and we're talking about the fact that it is open and you can take your family down there. I'm just picturing my daughter Cora running around Early Works Children's Museum right now. I'm thinking, who can turn down a talking tree? But if you'll stick with us, we'll continue to talk about Early Works Children's Museum and how you can support their effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time. I'm Dellen Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on his way.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and we have been talking to my good friend Bart Williams in Huntsville, Alabama, at the Early Works Children's Museum. The Early Works Children's Museum, if you recall, with the Mark White Show, we've been able to give out tickets and passes. They have been a part and a friend of the Mark White Show, and we want to be a friend to them right now as they struggle through this COVID-19 pandemic. Right now, I have on the line with me Bart Williams. I wanted him to share about the opportunity to come back to Early Works Children's Museum and support their effort through donations. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Bart.
It's good to be here with you guys and your listeners, and I'm just humbled that you're trying to help us.
As I told you before we started the interview, I feel like it's just a small way that I can contribute and try to give back through being a vehicle for whether it's the Tennessee Aquarium or Early Works to try to be a voice and to reach listeners. And I know that there are a lot of people listening right now, especially North Alabama, Southern Tennessee, Northwestern Georgia, and Northeastern Mississippi, who are interested in the Early Works Museum for their kids and coming back. So I wanted you to share again about how people can get back into Early Works Children's Museum.
We're open. We're about to go into our fall hours. So we would encourage everyone, if they're thinking about coming over, go to earlyworks.com and check out for the new hours. They'll start after Labor Day. But, you know, we are open, and what's exciting about Early Works right now is we're open, but we've got a special exhibit here. It's called Toys, the Inside Story, and it's a traveling exhibit that we had planned to bring in before the pandemic hit us, and this exhibit comes out in New York, and right before it came to us, it was up in a children's museum in Boston. And so it is an exhibit where you get in, it's a STEM-based exhibit, so we're kind of launching a little bit towards the science and math and technology education and incorporating the history components that we've done for so many years. But this one, you come in, you learn why toys work, what makes them work, gears and pulleys and circuitry. We even dive into the history. This is the history part of video games, and we've got one of the original pinball machines here that kids can, you know, families, kids of all ages can play with, try their hand out on. We've got, you know, an arcade game or two running around. We've added a new water table. This is all stuff we did while we were closed for 4 months. We took a whole lot of time to do things we've been wanting to do for a while, but this is a great time to come back to Early Works, you know, and just come with the family for the weekend. We're open on Saturdays. We've got a session on a Sunday afternoon. You find time to do that, but we really want people to come out and to help us just by buying a ticket, coming in and enjoying themselves, learning a little something. You know, Mark, I've seen you and Cora run around this place before, and I know that you've always had a good time. And we invite the rest of the community to come out and do the same. You know, and if folks don't have, you know, they don't have the grandkids with them right now, or they don't have the kids, but I can guarantee you, Early Works has been open for 22 years now. Guarantee that at some point a kid in your family came here on a field trip and they can't come right now. And, you know, if you're so inclined, we would ask you to go and give us a little donation. We've got a GoFundMe account set up, and we're trying to raise a little bit of money to keep things afloat and keep our educational mission going. So we just really, you know, however people want to get involved, they can look us up at earlyworks.com. Come visit with us. Tell your friends about it. You know, do a little Mark White type thing and just help us out as much as you can.
The state of Alabama is big on trails. As you're talking, I'm thinking about a We're Open trail to let folks know, hey, these places are open and here's your trail. Go by Early Works, Helen Keller, whatever's open now, to let people know, hey, we're open, because a lot of people are still in the mindset that everything's closed.
You know, you're right. That's an excellent idea. We might need to get in touch with our friends over at Mountain Lakes in North Alabama and see if they'll put that together. They're good at putting trails together. You know, you've got everything from the Music Hall of Fame to Helen Keller and the Cooks Museum, and you just come on across the state, the top of the state, and you've got all kinds of stuff that's open and ready to go. But you're right, a lot of people just don't know that we're open.
Speaking of the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, I appreciate them hanging in there with the Mark White Show as a sponsor, even through this COVID pandemic. It's been wonderful that Sandra has stuck with me to help the Mark White Show do what we do, because it does have an effect on radio as well, and sponsors that keep things going. But I'm hanging in here just like you are, Bart, and we're helping to get the word out, and we're recognizing difference makers, and I'm just not going to quit, and I'm not going to give up. As long as I have a microphone and I have a voice, then I'm going to keep the Mark White Show going, and we're going to do what we do in spite of what's going on around us.
Folks in my shoes, and I know Sandra too, good friend, we really appreciate what you're doing. You do keep it up. You just keep going, and it'll all turn around, and it'll be good.
I agree with you, Bart. For donations, I know that you have used the charity GoFundMe link. If you would share that with listeners, how they can donate if they want to go online right now.
The best way to do it is go to earlyworks.com. There's a link when you get there. You can look all about Early Works and everything if you don't know much about it, but there's a link through earlyworks.com. That one's a little easier to remember. You can go to the GoFundMe website and search Early Works through their charity search, and it should show up, Early Works Children's Museum. But, you know, anyone who wants to do that, we certainly would appreciate it. You know, we've been had the GoFundMe out there for about 2.5 weeks now. And, you know, money is coming in. We've got some good friends out there that have parted with a lot of their hard-earned money just to help us out, and we appreciate that. But anything, you know, we're still going to go with it and keep it going, and any of the listeners can feel they can do that, we sure would appreciate it.
I do want to make sure, too, that we share about the social media where people can follow Early Works Family of Museums on Facebook as well as Instagram. Those are two places where you can keep tabs on the Early Works Family of Museums, because it is much more than the Children's Museum. There are other activities that go on, and we talked about Santa's Village, and we hope that that can work out. But, you know, if there's a different plan, then I know that you'll come up with something else and that you'll keep moving forward there at the Early Works Family of Museums, Bart.
Well, we're going to try. We certainly are going to try. And you know, yeah, we would encourage folks to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and you can go to the Mark White Show page and you'll see, you know, Mark, you guys have been following us, and so we appreciate that, so folks can find it through your page and follow and like us as well.
Bart, you're a great friend, and I want you to know that, and I wish you well throughout this process. Things are going to get better, as you said, and we'll just hang in there together, okay?
I agree, Mark. You know, we'd love to see you over this way, you know, at some point, and if you get some folks that call into the show and you know, need some tickets, you let me know. We'll send over a few family prize packs for you to give out to some of your folks.
Buddy, we'll just bring the show to Early Works, okay?
Hey, I think that's great.
All right, let's do it. Bart, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, Mark. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Folks, we've been talking to my friend Bart Williams over in Huntsville, Alabama, with Early Works Children's Museum. I hope that you will take the opportunity to go over there and visit again. It has had an effect, COVID-19, on all of us and the Children's Museum as well, but there's so many activities to become part of. I do encourage you to go to Facebook, which is Early Works Family of Museums, and Instagram as well, and find out more about this. And if you have the money to do it, make a donation, help Early Works Children's Museum today. I've enjoyed being able to talk to Bart Williams and share about Early Works Children's Museum. I hope that you will find out more about it as well. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nnn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctor's offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nnn205@gmail.com. Lulu's lip balm in peppermint flavor right now, and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's lip balm. It's the balm.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.